Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and my co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. And here's Butch. Good afternoon, Butch.
How are you? I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's easy to be great when gold is up another $14.50, $1,769.80. So a nice day off the high of 1771, but we'll take 1769 in the New York spot price after market. Silver was up 28 cents. Yay! Finally over 18 once again, 1806. Platinum was up 8 at 826. Palladium was down a dollar at 1,984. The USDX today was down 0.34 at 96.69. Crude oil was down 51 cents at 40.22. The paper markets today, you had the Dow up 130 points at 26,155. The NASDAQ was up 74, 10,131. The S&P was up 13 at 3,131. 10-year yield 0.71, still trending around that area for quite a while, for a couple weeks anyway. Gold in the August contracts was 1784. So that's the direction she's heading. European Asian markets, of course, was all stronger, all on promises of more stimulus, more stimulus, more stimulus. And it's not the economy that's making these numbers go higher. It's all stimulus from central banks and governments pumping money into the consumer's pocket and the citizen's pocket and letting them do what they will do at will with the money they get. So it really is amazing. I mean, basically, this is all UBI, Butch.
Yes.
Yep, just pump money in it. We'll have different terms, quantitative easing. Oh, that's no one likes that word anymore. So we'll use the UBI and we'll just give everybody some money. And isn't life grand?
All this is getting lime. My hands out already. When's it coming?
They used to say, what was the old saying? Money doesn't grow on trees.
Uh huh. Well, actually, it doesn't. They just give it to us some digits.
That's right. It does. Well, it's paper. Paper comes from trees.
Cotton, whatever. Yeah, but most of them getting now put on the computers. I mean, it's right to the bank,
true.
And there you go.
That's true.
It's amazing. So, and people, but we keep believing this is going to work. I don't say we, you and I, but the masses do. They keep thinking, well, this will get us through the hard time and things get better ahead.
The general population, yes, they do. And, but I think all of those, from the Federal Reserve to everybody else, they all know where this is heading. There's just going to be more bailout cash coming. There's just going to be, and everybody knows what the decline of the dollar, and unlike what so many people believe that, it has to go to zero. No, it doesn't have to go to zero, but I'll guarantee if it drops 35-40% in a very quick manner, that will be as devastating as though it went to zero. So again, it's all perspective on how you look at things. And we do have Greg Hunter joining us today. I don't know if he's with us yet or not, so we're looking forward to spending the hour with Greg Hunter of the USAWatchdog.com. We'll bring him on just as soon as he's connected. And and I think they're just going to wait for these bailouts, the second round of stimulus. I know President Trump says, he supports it, another round of stimulus checks, but they'll probably wait until the rest, like the $600 checks end in July before they come up with another one. But what say you?
Well, I've just listened to what you're saying, and I'm taking a deep breath trying to wrap my head around this and to comprehend how ignorant we all are. Maybe I just want to say you and I, but as a nation, I don't think Trump is so stupid he thinks that this is actually going to fix anything. I don't think anyone with any common sense would think that going trillions and trillions of dollars in debt that they know they can't pay is going to work out to be something good for the people, for anybody, except the ones on top who fleece us like sheep. But for the common man, common women in this country, there's absolutely no way that they can really believe that going further and further in debt at the taxpayers' expense is going to help us as a nation. It's a Band-Aid on a gushing vein that's been already ripped open. It's all it is, a Band-Aid. It doesn't work. It's going to blow away. It doesn't make any difference. We're going to bleed out. We are bled out as a nation. And we're about 4 or 5 months away from another election, if we have an election. And no matter who wins, all hell's going to break loose. I'm telling you, Melody, we're in a nasty, nasty situation in this country.
We really are. And I have a feeling, I got a voicemail from, I don't know if Greg Hunter is here with us or not.
I don't hear him.
What? Oh, you're getting his voicemail. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, keep trying. But go ahead, Butch.
Well, that's all right. You go ahead, y'all. I'm just saying that we're just a few months away from an election that no matter who wins, if we have it, we all lose. Because this is going to cause more chaos. Can you imagine all the hell is going to break loose if Trump is reelected? Whether he wins or not, they say he wins. Or the other way around, if Biden would be elected and bring in a running mate that everyone knows is a socialist, worse than what he is, and the Trumpites would lose their cool. Melody, I don't see any happy ending of this. I don't see any way out of this with the BLM now tearing down Grant's statue. It's not over slavery now at all. It's over hating America. They're now one of the black leaders wants to tear down statues of Christ and burn churches because Christ was portrayed as a white man and a European portrayed him as all white, and that they're white supremacists. And actually, Christ was not really white; he was olive color. But that's not the point. Point of it is that we're seeing not a destruction of a society over slavery or inequalities in justice and law, but because we're seeing a nation go down as a planned destruction by people that we don't even know of, maybe perhaps. These are Marxists. These are communists doing this. These are not American citizens burning businesses and taking out taking out grocery stores. There's a black lady on you can find on YouTube walking through a store in a neighborhood. There wasn't a thing in the store left to eat except a few vegetables and some fruit. She couldn't even buy a gallon of milk for her babies. Now, this is a black lady talking. She said, why would they destroy their own neighborhood? I have children to feed. There's nothing. And so I'm not a thief. There's nothing here for me to buy. I saw another black gentleman speaking up and said it's time for the blacks to go into the black communities and riot there and not leave until they get the place straightened up, and as far as taking a stand for the right and showing them what's wrong. It's turned against them now, but the bloodshed's already happening. We know people are being shot and killed, run over. And now Trump wants to pass a law. It's a year in jail if you burn an American flag. I mean, we're seeing the division grow, Melody. The economic situation is going to get so much worse, and I don't believe it's months away. Maybe months away. No, it's not years away, for sure. We're seeing things happen now that are a prelude to a huge, huge catastrophe that I think is imminent, probably before the election, but if not, I guarantee you soon thereafter.
You know, I agree with you. And I mean, there has been so much hatred that has been stirred up in this nation. I don't know if it's a hatred against America. To me, it's just pure evil. It's satanic. It wasn't too long ago when you could say this is a battle between good and evil at a higher level, and then on a lower level we called it politics. That higher level has actually lowered itself and basically removed the politics, and now it is strictly evil. It is here in our face. You know, it was always up there a little bit, and you know, we could see. And I think this is what truly is happening. There's so much hate. There's so much division. And no one is trying to stop it. On purpose.
On purpose. They're fueling.
We're the Republicans. We're the conservative people. We're half of the religious leaders of this nation. Then you look on the other side. So everybody is walking away. And nobody is doing... There are no leaders in this nation. Show me, tell me who a leader is in this country right now.
That's trying to unify the people.
That is trying to unify.
Yeah.
And someone will say, well, they're not allowing him to do so. Baloney. Baloney. So, you know, this is by design. We are right. They are leading everyone down this path of destruction. And it's just like people are so more concerned. I don't know what they're concerned about. It's shocking. It's scary. It's frightening. And you see our nation just being whittled down.
Torn apart. Yes. Well,
there's no systemic racism in this country.
No.
Is to say that there's racism doesn't exist? No. There's people out there that will always hate, no matter what. But it is not systemic.
On both sides. That's the situation.
Yes.
Both sides.
You know, both sides.
How many nations has the United States went into and undermined their governments and brought division, chaos, and war, even civil war, to establish our own leaders in certain nations? We've done it many times. We would be naive to think that our enemies are not doing the same thing with us. And how do we know that the people that say they're for America are not instigating these things in this country to bring us down to where they want us, to a third world nation or totally communist nation? How do we know who's truly behind all this? We know it's satanic. You're right, absolutely satanic. But Satan's servants are men and women, flesh and blood, that are doing a lot of these things. And we can name names, I'm sure we could. But this isn't something new. This has been going on in the world ever since creation almost.
Mm-hmm.
Other nations going in and disrupting the society of a nation to weaken it so they can put in their own leaders and can control the people. This is America's turn now. Our turn is now here. We're reaping what we've sown as an empire for a lot of years. And Mel, if you read history, I know you do, there's never been a pleasant ending to any empire.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever. It's never happened. When a nation...
Doesn't mean there's not the other side.
Well, that's true.
There will be the other side.
So, but you see that a nation that, we'll say, becomes too big for its britches,
yep,
and wants to spread itself out and conquer and control and monopolize, eventually, like Rome and all the rest of them, crumble from the inside out. America doing the same thing. Tonight, I have a guest on our program, Dr. Stan Johnson, who knew a guy named Dimitri Dumin personally. Dimitri Dumin was a prophet who came from Romania back in the 1980s, late 80s, and prophesied to America about what's happening right now. Tonight, we'll be discussing that on the program with the gentleman who knew him personally. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. Revelation chapter 6 is coming about right now as we speak. But nonetheless, we're seeing all this, and all we can do is offer people hope, first, of course, in Christ, obviously, but also to protect themselves financially as best they can for what's coming, Mel. I don't know what's going to happen between now and next year if we're still anywhere near normal next year. I don't think we'll be. But if we are, if people don't have any way to protect themselves financially, how are they going to be able to feed their children? If things really get really, really, really bad, how are they going to feed their children? Right now, people are losing their homes by the hundreds of thousands. They're actually destitute. I mean, they can't find ways to even take care of themselves. So we give them bailouts, $1,200, $500, whatever it is, $600 a week. That doesn't last very long. It may sustain them for a month or two. But then what? More bailouts with fiat currency that makes it worse the next month with inflation? This is insane. And unless the people repent and apologize to Almighty God for what we allowed to happen and stand up and say, this is wrong, we can't have it any longer, there's nothing we can do to stop it. we are on a downward spiral, or we're like a, we're caught in a whirlpool, and it's going around and around faster all the time. And that's where we are. Now, shut up and you talk, man. I took over the program.
I know. You left me 2 minutes. Thanks.
You're great. Use them up wisely. Use them wisely.
Well, I do want to say we're still trying to get a hold of Greg Hunter, and that might have been my little bit of a boo-boo. He always tells me to remind his wife, Betty. And I think I forgot to send her because he looked on his calendar and, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. I'm looking forward to it. And we all did that. And I didn't send Mrs. Betty, my reminder. So, but we'll keep trying to get him on. And so if not, we'll just reschedule him, I'm sure, for next week. So, but, you know, when we come back from the break again, you know, we talk about more bailout cash is coming. And, you know, all this key support for the economy, you know, it just can't continue. It's going to buckle. And it really is. And, Butch, it just amazes me, and I don't get it, why people can't see this, and they still trust that paper of Wall Street. I know they don't understand that there's other options. There aren't very many options. Really, the only other option is gold. And it's a difficult message for the investment world out there. But yet, you know, we continue to see prices rise. I mean, gold prices surged to their highest levels since 2012 today. And, of course, if we had the weakness in the dollar, you know, the widespread monetary stimulus packages by central banks, not just here in the country, but around the world. You know, the stimulus is coming in from everywhere. So it's not only inflationary, but it's also painting a weaker picture for the economy. And guess what? That's going to make gold look a whole lot more attractive. You know, gold's up nearly, what, 16-18% this year? The dollar is falling. It doesn't have to go, as I mentioned, to zero. But it certainly, you know, if it loses 35%, what do you think that's going to do to your assets? You know, it's the only thing that's keeping gold from being, you know, the only investment out there right now is because, yes, there are other markets out there. And you get these huge hedge funds, and, you know, they can go, they're just looking for something that even makes them just a penny. Because when they put billions of dollars in on something, that's a big move. So, so we'll see where gold heads, and we're heading into a break right now. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, and of course, you can listen to these programs live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. So, home builders, they saw the strongest May sales in over a decade, but they have a big problem. The biggest sales jump came in homes not yet started. That caused the supply of homes for sale that were under construction to drop 15% compared with a year ago. So that's all with the sales of newly built single-family homes were nearly 13% higher annually. Single-family housing starts in May were close to 18% lower annually, and building permits, an indicator of future construction, they were down about 10%. You know, we talked yesterday about... here you go, ladies and gentlemen, the man we've been waiting for, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm at my mom's farm, and I'm, I immerse myself in, you know, tractor and weed eating and mowing and fixing. I'm so proud of myself. I just fixed a grease fitting. I had to get an easy out and drill into it and back it out. You know, an easy out goes option. So I had to replace that. I thought, wow, I can fix it after, I don't know, 3 years. I went to Lowe's, they're so stupid. And I said, okay, I need an easy out. That's like, I don't know what that is. That's a way to get a, you know, drill in and get bolts and back it out if you bust it off, you know, or you clip it off or whatever. But anyway, I went to this little hardware store, Sniper's Hardware in O'Fallon. They have everything. I mean, stuff you have to get on ladders to get to the roof. But they know what they're doing. But anyway, not a commercial for them. But what do you guys, I tell you, I got to tell you the weird letter I got. And you guys got to know this. Okay? So, now, everybody in the Google world knows, most people don't know this, this is like Jamie Dimon.
Greg, I want to ask you a question. Yeah. You're on your cell phone? You just, like, maybe back up a little bit from it? Because the audio isn't all that great.
Kind of staticking.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Staticking now?
Well, we're excited to have you here. Just back off a little bit on the phone, and I'm sure it'll be great.
Okay, hold on. All right, so you're there, right? Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay, I'm talking too loud is what it is. His cell phone picks up really good. So for all you folks, you won't really understand this because you don't understand the names of Scotiabank, which is a big gold bank in Canada. And Nick Bereshef is heavily involved in Scotiabank. So I get an email from his secretary. I've had him on. He wrote a book called $10,000 Gold. I mean, that's like 8, 9, 10 years ago. He was right on the money, I think. It should have been $10,000 Gold 10 years ago. But, you know, they've worked their magic, and they've printed out all this money, and nobody hears about it. Everybody thinks I got a tinfoil hat on, but this is proven extra additional $21 trillion on top of the what is now $25 trillion in debt, right? I mean, the stuff that's crazy is just crazy. And so, but let me get back to Nick Bereshef. And his secretary writes me and says, I want him to come on, which I'm going to try to get him on. I actually got a request out. He's be this week, next week, whatever. But I haven't talked about it. I don't know how much he's going to reveal. But his secretary says, we have completely severed our ties with the London Bullion Market Association. Excuse me? So the biggest gold bank in North America no longer works with the biggest pricing and delivery mechanism in the world, the London Bullion Market Association? Excuse me? What? sold your house. And it's at 502 Sycamore Lane. And he said, yeah, next Tuesday, come move in your house. You're great. Thanks, man. So next Tuesday comes up, and you get in. There's a big, big, long line of people, and you're in the line, and it goes for miles. There's probably 400 or 500 people in line. And you get out, and you start asking, so what are you doing? Well, I'm getting ready to move into my house. It's 502 Sycamore Lane. No, no, it's my house. No, that's my house. Well, hold on a minute. So walk up in front of this next guy and go, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to move into 502 Sycamore Lane. What? You're an exit. I'm going to move into 502 Sycamore. What? I'm going to move into 502. You got 500 people that sold the whole house 500 times. Is that fraudulent?
Sure
is
sounds
fraudulent?
Like it. Sure is.
Okay, so what happens if you sell the same damn ounce of gold 500 times? Well, see, if you're a gold bank doing business with the LBMA, you don't want to put your gold at the risk, do you?
Makes sense.
Are there claims on your gold? Are you a partner with LBMA? So if your bank has cut off business with the LBMA, understand how shaking that is in the gold world? Are you understanding this?
Yeah, I do.
Are they at risk for a failure, a monster? Oh, well, you sold it 500 times. Give me my money back. Well, that's all gone. You remember Andrew McGuire? Remember when he first blurted out in court, and under oath, under testimony, with the CTFC in Congress saying, hey, there's 100 ounces. There's a claim for every 1 ounce of gold. There's a claim for 100, 100 people have a claim on the same ounce. Do you think they got better? Do you think they pared all that down? Do you think they got worse?
We're still having a bad connection, Greg.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of breaking up or something.
Yeah,
garbled.
You're just breaking up a whole bunch. And, if we're not responding, that's why.
So, I don't know. What did you hear? What did you hear?
Sold the ounce of gold 100 times.
Well, yeah. So, and do you know that Scotia Bank, Nick Barishef's secretary, who runs the gold portion of it, at least part of it, they have broken off all relationship with the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. Mm-hmm. Can you... So are they insulating themselves from a giant default and where people are looking for their gold that they paid for?
Another reason why to have it in your hand, not in a bank somewhere.
Well, yeah, and so I'm going to interview him. I don't know what his deal's going to be, but Andrew McGuire I talked to another friend of mine, and he says, I think he's saying that there are rats leaving the sinking ship. Now, I don't know what Scotia Makata's take is going to be, but this is a reportable fact, unless their secretary lied to me in an email, that they have broken off all relationship with the LBMA, Scotia Bank. So is something big getting ready to come down at the end of the month? I had, can you hear me now? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had Bill Holter on. Bill Holter knows a lot about the gold market, and he says, you know, the stand for delivery or people wanting delivery was, you know, got huge a couple of months ago, but now it is four times what it was just a few months ago. It is a monster amount of money that people, gold product, physical, that they're standing for delivery for. Mm-hmm. And this is before, you know, Scotia Makata or Scotia Bank stopped having anything to do with the LBMA. I mean, why, if you're a big gold bank, do you want nothing to do with the world's biggest pricing, delivery, mechanism in the world? I mean, a COMEX, when people are wanting delivery, they send it over to the LBMA, and I think it's just, you know, hide the gold bar, hide the silver bar, or whatever. So I think something big underfoot. We've been all – what I've always heard for the last 10 years – can you guys understand me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I've always heard for the last 10 years is the party goes on until they can't deliver. And I think they were having trouble delivering, and some of the banks in Europe and some of the banks were delivering gold and went, I'm not going to deliver gold into an avalanche. I'm sorry. I'm going to, at some point, everybody goes, oh, yeah, no, you didn't. I'm sorry. You sold that gold and you didn't have it. Well, you're stupid. They they're able to get away with this by cash payments and fraud, and the government's backed them, and everybody looked the other way. I mean, when this came out with the Andrew Maguire 8 or 9 years ago, I mean, if you sold the same share of Microsoft 100 times, people would be pissed. If you sold the same share of Amazon 100 times, I mean, how long do you suppose that little fraud would go on for? You understand what I'm saying? This came out years ago. And so the rule of thumb is it goes on until they can't make delivery. And they have derivatized and paperized and naked short sold, and everybody was on board, and it's not a problem. And the idiots at CNBC and MSNBC and whatever, you know, not a problem. If you were selling the same share of Caterpillar 500 times, if you sold the same house 10 times over, and you did this over and over again, I mean, I sold the same house 10 times. What happened to the money? It's all gone. You think they got any of the 500 ounces, the value of 500 ounces for every ounce that they got, or 400 or 300, however many, what the exponent of times over sales that is, and how many times they sold? You think they have this money to say, oh, let me give you your money back? No, they don't. No. No. So is something going to happen? The delivery date is July, right? It's going to be the first part of July. Are the fireworks going to happen in the week of 4th of July? And I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I mean, Scotiabank has been in business with the LBMA since, I don't know, the LBMA and Scotiabank were partners. I mean, they've been in business for decades. And now all of a sudden, we won't cut them off. We have nothing to do with them anymore. Now I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if this is true. I think they're protecting their vaulted gold. They don't want to... they don't want anybody to lay claim and tie them up in court. Well, what's gold worth if you can't sell it? You just got to store it. And they might be a little late to the party that everybody in the gold world knew this was going on. Everybody knew the naked short selling was going on. Nobody moved to say, hey, we got to stop this. Come on, what? Come on. No, we can't be doing. We can't let people naked short selling debt gold they don't have and fade it into the market and do a market order and drive the price. You can't be doing that. But yet they did. Isn't that a story?
It's a story.
Fraud, not a story. Huh?
What do you foresee coming the first of the month, perhaps? What do you see happening?
I think they won't be able to deliver all the people that say, I want my damn gold and I want my stuff. Put it on a flatbed truck and pull it out here on the dock. You know, that Beavis and Butthead laugh, you know, like we're screwed, but and it's not really funny, but I'm going to laugh because, well, that's all I can do. That's what I think they're going to do.
Wow.
You know, they were able to... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't say that. That could turn some things upside down pretty quick.
Well, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but here are the facts. Fact. They've been naked short selling the market for years. Fact. At least since 2012 or whatever, Andrew Maguire, gold expert overseas, you know, came on and testified under oath that there were 100 claims for every ounce. That's a fact. Has that gotten better? I don't know. I'd say no. I'd say it's more. I've heard it's as much as 500 ounces, you know, claims on every ounce. Or if it's 300, even if it's 20, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. At what point, you know, it's like our debt at 20 trillion. Can we, at 5 trillion, were we going to pay that off? No. 10, no. 20, no. It's like shooting yourself in the head 10 times. Well, at what point did you die? The first round. But I shot myself in the head 10 times. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, after the first hire, at some point, it just make any difference. I don't care how much in debt you are. That's what they're doing with the whole debt market anyway, is that they're just going to run it until they blow it up. And I'll tell you something else I heard that was very funny. Of course, they really pulled a scam on Trump, making it look like he's not popular, right? Of course, the biggest ratings ever on Fox, I'm sure on OAN, too, biggest ratings from any event ever. So they blocked people from getting in, and they said they were going to have violent stuff, and then they bought tickets ahead of time and blah, blah, blah. But you got to be listening to all the nuance. You know, the nuance with Trump, he drops these little rabbit balls out, and unless you really are tuned to what's going on, you don't really get it. And he said this, and this is the most important thing he said in the whole night. You know what he said? He said, You know, Germany owes us $1 trillion because of what they didn't put into NATO. Let that sink in. Get a number for it. Wait a minute, excuse me. Germany owes us $1 trillion? Are you with me here? You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he have a number for that? Oh, let's see. Who is the number two or number three? I think it's number two holder of gold in the world officially. Who would that be?
Germany.
Germany.
Weren't we holding on to their gold? Didn't they ask for it back and we didn't because they were afraid the Russians were going to blow in and take their gold when they moved over here? Is that what happened? Did that happen? Were we storing their gold?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Did we give any of it back? How about all the other countries that were in NATO and Germany that weren't ponying up 2% of their GDP, and we were padding the bill? How about that? How about all those other countries that maybe had gold on deposit because, you know, they were afraid of the same thing Germany was, Russia blowing in and taking over and taking their gold? Why did Trump have a number for that at a rally? Germany owes us $1 trillion. Excuse me? What? The people in the press are stupid. They're stupid. They didn't say they owe us $2 billion because, you know, that we did some improvements at Ramstein Airport Base, and, you know, they didn't pony up $1 billion. Okay, between countries, $1 billion, it's still a lot of money, but $1 trillion? Even in today's day and age, you know, $10,000 billion? $10,000 billion. There's a lot of money, it's $1 trillion. $10,000 billion.
Wow.
A thousand, isn't that something? $1 trillion, right? So they owe us $1 trillion? Why does he have that number on the top of his head?
Good question.
This isn't what I think. I didn't misunderstand him. I heard that and said, holy cow, he's got the number. He knows what they owe us. You think maybe he might say, hey, you know that gold you had? We're going to value that at $1 trillion, you know, in the reset. Oh, hey, Holland, Netherlands, you know, all you other folks, Spain, France is out of NATO, Italy, all you guys, you have got to put in your share, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Austria. Yeah, you know the gold we have on deposit? Yeah, it's ours now. Yeah,
We're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned. Listeners, we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and my co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. And we're trying to reconnect with Greg Hunter just so we can... he's got a lot of great information. We want to make sure that we can hear it. So while our producer, Todd, is trying to reconnect with him, Butch, what do you have for us?
Well, I was just listening to him talking about the $1 trillion Germany owes us and the gold we're holding for them. And Germany did ask for the gold back. I remember that. And so did other nations. As far as I know, we haven't seen any of it back. And this is before Bush was in, or Trump was in office, too. So I don't know.
I thought Germany got it all back. I thought Germany got it all back.
I didn't think they did, but I could be wrong on that. Because this has been talked about now for several years. You know that.
That's right.
So I don't know. But what's that going to mean if the gold's still there and Trump doesn't give it back? I mean... Interesting. I did want to discuss this coming Thursday with you because I know you know the answers to this. I want to discuss the reset idea. I've been doing some reading on myself, and I can't say I fully understand what I'm saying, but if it goes through, it could make a huge difference in a lot of good ways and a lot of bad ways, if I understand it right.
All right, we'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yep.
And hello, Greg. Are you back? Yes. Already, I can tell.
I had Catherine Austin Fitz on, and she thinks the reset started in September. And what they did was they just went direct. You know, they had the thing at Jackson Hole with the Fed, mm-hmm. and they just started liquefying stuff in September. The Federal Reserve in the repo market. I think we had a big, giant failure. People were predicting a failure, and they didn't let it happen. They put $500 billion on in October, November, December, $500 billion on their book, which is, you know, chicken feed now. They went from $3.7 trillion to the fact, $3.7 trillion Fed balance sheet. They worked it down from 4.5, you know, in their quantitative tightening, QT. And now they're... $7+ trillion, 7.1 or 2 or 3 officially, mm-hmm. they doubled their balance sheet officially.
Wow. And so, they're not
and that's
done.
Reportable. Well, no, they're not done. And, you know, I mean, I'm trying to book Jim Rickards right now, and I haven't been able to book him, but I did get him on the phone and talk to him a little bit. And there was a time when he said that, you know, what's the Fed going to do the next time? Take their this is before they had quantitative tightening. Take their $4.5 trillion balance sheet and double it to 9? And the answer is yes. And he even said, I can remember you saying that. He goes, yes, that's what they're doing. It might go to 10 or 11, maybe even 12 trillion. 12 trillion officially. Then add in the 21 trillion that they have made a national security issue. Oh, now with the medical testing, with the new COVID bill, they're cutting out all Freedom of Information Act until the medical COVID thing is over. You know, what they're getting out of this whole medical thing is some pretty severe powers to tyrannical power. You're going to get sick, which is total BS. So, I mean, is a reset coming? It's not going to be even. Everybody's not going to be made whole. I mean, I was talking to somebody today, I had a state pension. I had a state pension to say, you think you're going to get that? Oh, yes. Really? Really? So all taxpayers have to pay for state workers that work for them. So we have this thing flipped around. Public workers are the people in charge, and they get paid above all others. Is that what you're saying? So you'll confiscate enough property and enough wealth. And confiscate, it's not revenue, it's confiscation. Oh, yes, I work for the state. Well, you work for the state. Did you pay in to get this pension? The answer is no. Why are we gifting people all this money? Why don't we make them save their own money like everybody else? Like, you know, I don't have a free button on the top of my desk. I don't have a free button. People in the state do. But this gold thing, is it going to happen this at the for this delivery? I don't know. But when it happens, it's going to, I mean, it is going to be such a screeching halt. I mean, Melody, you and I have talked about this. If they go no bid, we have failed. Shut down the market. Are you going to be selling your inventory at the last stated price of COMEX? Are you?
It depends.
So they're going to shut down, and you think they're going to open up at lower prices. That's the only way that'll work.
Yeah.
So you would go ahead and bet the farm, thinking, okay, well, I'll sell my silver at, you know, $17.40 an ounce plus the premium or commission, whatever you want to call it, right?
The one thing that I noticed in this time around, you know, back in March when the markets began to unwind and so forth, is it was truly amazing that the premiums on these various items and so forth. You know, so I don't think gold prices will go down. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, who is going to sell in a lockdown market for fiat dollars?
Well, yeah, if the markets aren't trading, you can't sell.
Oh, you could sell whenever you have an inventory. You don't preclude you from selling your
I could sell to my customers. I could sell to my customers. But if I can't replenish it, I'm not going to be selling it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And at what price would you have to replenish it at?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you sell it for $17.40 and they shut it down, they open it up at $3,100, you're kind of screwed, aren't you?
But I also know something else that I learned this time around is that these wholesalers, the really large wholesalers, and I do business with them, they're playing games. They've played games. And something that, you know, in the 25 years that I've been doing this hadn't happened before. So it's... I can only imagine what's going
to
happen in the future. Pardon?
They're selling to some... I mean, when you say they're playing games, that means they're selling to some people and not to others.
Right.
And
they're selective to keep the premiums high.
Because somebody like you will come in and say, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. That's kind of fraudulent.
Yeah. Well, I was boycotting. I cut the prices just to make sure that everybody had to compete. We have seen, you know, gold premiums have come down. Silver premiums are beginning to move down. I mean, they're not going to be able to hold those premiums up forever. Everybody in the business knows it.
Well, unless they have some kind of giant... I mean, this whole thing was... I want to get back to Scotiabank and them... I mean, I got it in a letter from Nick Barishef, who's a decision-maker there. And they've cut off all... That can't be good for something coming down in the gold market. That doesn't mean happy days are here again, and they've had a big find and a big ord, and the market's going to be completely replenished with lots of gold for anybody who wants it. That's not what that means.
Uh-uh.
I think that means
I wouldn't want to be in paper gold. That's for sure.
Well, I don't know. Do they even have to pay? I mean, they didn't have to have the gold. Do they even have to pay? I mean, the fraud is...
Well, I mean,
epic.
You can pay, but I mean, you know, when I used to play, and I shared this story on the program lots of times, I used to play in the paper markets till had a conversation with somebody one day and said, you know, we could be making a ton of money and we'll never get our money out. It'll be tied up in litigation for years. It's like, yeah, I never played the paper markets again. So, yeah, the paper markets can freeze. They don't have to pay you. They don't have the money.
Well,
they go broke.
Let's just call them what they are. They are fraudulent. Everybody knows they're fraudulent.
It's corruption. You bet.
It's government is, I don't know what we even pay the CFTC for. Why do we pay the SEC? I mean, you had the Madoff thing, and they were watching porn, reportedly. No kidding, watching porn. I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. That was the report, and some of them
were
on there. Nobody got fired for the whole Madoff thing, which had to include J.P. Morgan as the transactional bank that did pay $2.6 billion.
They all knew what was going on.
Yeah. So that's fraudulent. So don't you, so why, you know, the gold market is fraudulent. Everybody knows it, period. They've had court cases. They've had people admit, people at the Deutsche Bank and other banks paid fines and admitted they were manipulating the gold and silver market, the Forex market, every market. They had LIBOR, futures, you know, the CME still is giving volume discounts to central banks, so they market. I don't understand why somebody that can print money would be in the commodities market. I guess because they don't want to make the commodities rise because their crappy currency is losing value and they don't want people in on it until they can't hold it back anymore. So I don't know what's coming with the gold market, but I think it's something big because there is no reason in the world why, if you want to sell gold and bulk gold and be one of the premier gold handling banks in North America, if not the world, Scotiabank, why would you separate yourself from the London Bullion Market Association? That's official. That's a fact, folks. I want to thank that's Nick Baership, Secretary of Writing and Tape. He wants to explain that. Okay. Andrew McGuire thinks it's, according to a friend of mine who's talked to him as of 2 days ago, it's rats leaving a sinking ship. They know this is going to go down. People are going to be on the hook. People are going to be mad. They're going to want their gold. They're going to sue everybody and anybody that's had a relationship helping the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX deliver a giant fraud-based market where many, many, many exponential claims on every ounce of gold were made and people paid for it and they don't have it. That's where this is going. And the people that were funding the market for whatever deliveries they could do to keep the thing, this fraud game going, to make you think that you could actually get your gold, that has overwhelmed the people that were floating the market, that were funding the market. And now they're saying, oh, no, we know this is going. Yeah, we're not going to give you our gold. Sorry. That's all it could mean. So I think look out for fireworks at the end. And I think it'll also, though, we'll be working on what's the gold, what's the price today? I haven't seen. I was up, 30 bucks the other day, right, yesterday? What's
well,
it today?
I mean, it's been fluctuating. We're hanging around the 1770 level.
Yeah, so I would expect them to try to attack this going into the end of the month. And, you know, here we are at highs not seen since, I don't know, 2013?
Yeah.
Right? So all of a sudden, this old nasty relic that nobody wants is all of a sudden, why is it going up in value and price? Well, excuse me, the dollar's going down. I just think we're going to get there at some point, and when we get there, it's going to be Bill Holter and other people, and I've said the same thing. It's going to be close on Friday, Sunday night, the president comes on and says, hey, folks, the bank's not going to open tomorrow, but don't worry. And why in the world does Donald Trump have a number on the money that Deutsche Bank, excuse me, that Germany owes us? Why does he have a number? Why is that number in his database of what Germany owes us? Did you hear Germany do any stories about how we don't owe you $1 trillion? Anybody do that? Anybody even bring up that? You think somebody at a press conference might holler out, hey, Mr. President, you said Germany owes us $1 trillion. Why did you say that? Oh, no. No, we don't hear that. No. No, you're a racist. You see what's happening up in Seattle, right? Your Trump does another thing. It's amazing the things you can get from the president at his rally. And he was talking about, I called the people up in Washington. You talk about turning a screwdriver in somebody. I told the governor and the mayor, you know, I can come in and help you with this, but you got to ask. So they tried to burn down or do deface or they damaged or you know, did some stuff to the mayor's house up there, mayor of Seattle, and she called them domestic terrorists. Uh-oh. So Trump wasn't going to go in until the people that are running the place invited him in, so they couldn't turn around and go, what a Nazi. Oh, you Nazi, you fascist. You're coming in here doing this, you're jackbooted federal troops and federal agents. And evidently, it looks like the mayor is going to put the kibosh on that. Expect there to be bloodshed.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They've already had. You know how many people live in that autonomous zone? Do you know how many people live there?
No.
You know how many citizens are there? How many do you think?
I mean, I don't have any idea.
I thought it was just a few hundred people, a few homes, six blocks, whatever. Oh no! It's 8,000 citizens are there trapped in this shit, while the mayor allowed them to kick in doors and rape people and murder people and rob them and we want reparations from you, Whitey. And this is what they allowed, and the governor allowed. Inslee is an idiot. They just allowed. They were putting border potties after these weasels. They had somebody murdered, and they had somebody else shot, and then they wouldn't let the cops in, and they took them to the hospital. I mean, you talk about a no man's zone. I guess you could go in there with your own private little army and clean them out, and what's anybody going to do? It's an autonomous zone.
That's true.
They moved out. They were overrun. They got moving vans and moving trucks and tech people to unwire all the precious equipment out of that precinct, and they moved out of the police department. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want anything to get damaged. This is what's passing for leadership up there. I say there's going to be a lot of. They're going to show up, and the polls are another lie. Here we have your basement Joe is now 10 points, 11 points ahead, just like Hillary was 12 points ahead. But the other guy can't string two sentences together, which he's going to commit to three debates, which is shocking to me. I think he'll end up being blown out of the first one.
I think that's when we'll see a change in tide, is with these debates, so. But we're going to have a change of tide because we're out of time. So I want to thank each and every one of you, and especially Greg Hunter, for taking the time out to spend with us this hour. USAWatchdog.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
So thank you all for joining us, and until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.